Okay, gulp. You can see the signs of Valentine's Day everywhere today. Jewelry ads, heart-shaped chocolates, long-stem roses. Suddenly, there goes your whole economic stimulus check.
But Alex, what's that adage, the best things in life are free? One of our producers, Vanessa Romo, came across a gift of love that's delivered for free, but comes at a price.
I've never understood grand romantic gestures, like skywriting your Valentine or popping the question on the Jumbotron at a Laker game. But the other day, I saw something truly impressive. Smiling behind the counter of my local Starbucks was a barista with a hickey on her neck so big it looked like a map of the former Soviet Union. That's right.
A hickey.
I've always had a really strong aversion to hickeys.
Gross.
Hickey? A visible hickey?
I dated a guy with the last name Hickey.
But not a serious hickey.
I was not happy.
I guess it depends on the size of the hickey.
Love bites are great.
Tiny little bites on the neck.
Ooh. My first thought was, ugh. And apparently, I'm not alone.
I start to begin to wonder.
This is really gross.
It's some kind of sucking monster, I don't know.
It says, I have absolutely no class.
A certain, lack of
privacy.
Forethought.
But then I thought, how does that happen? I mean, really, what's happening physiologically? So I called a doctor. Hi, Dr. Sid.
Hi, how are you?
That's Dr. Sidney Spiesel, Day-to-Day's resident medical expert.
What happens is actually pretty simple. The administrator of the hickey applies lips to the neck and produces a vacuum. The little capillaries in the skin break, and they cause what doctors call it ecchymosis and what normal people call a bruise. This is really a little bit of blood and is deposited under the skin.
Sounds kind of gross.
Not to the people who are participating in it, I imagine.
So basically, this souvenir of a moment's passion, a long moment's passion, this ecchymosis is actually a physical injury. And yet, upon closer examination, is it possible there's a sweeter side to a minor hematoma?
Well, it's a natural thing, you know.
For the next day or two, that person will...
If two people are in love...
...have to explain who you are, what you mean to them.
Why shouldn't it be shared?
You know, displaying affection and having...
I really hate them.
I think we're going to have a difference of opinion about this.
It's really fun. It's one of the best things in life. That's why I live.
That's why he lives. Well, whatever side you're on, here's one popular remedy.
Get you a nice silver spoon. Let it get real nice and cold, and apply it on your neck with some pressure for about 5 to 10 minutes.
But does it work? Here's Dr. Sid's prescription.
There are two ways of dealing with this. One is a very high collar, and the other is very good covering makeup.
So there you go. And if none of these work, just stay home.
Probably somewhere between 1 and 2 weeks.
Listen to the doctor. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. For NPR News, I'm Vanessa Romo. Change over the platinum, the game's been a wrap.